the reason for the season. Amen. Father, thank you for your word today. Thank you for your precious Holy Spirit that leads and guides us into all truth. Thank you for your word that's anointed. Thank you for calling me to be a preacher of this word, that you have anointed me to deliver what's on your heart today, God. Thank you for ears that hear this word of truth today, Lord. Help us put us in remembrance today of what the birth of Jesus is all about, that he lives in us. And we thank you for this word today. Thank you, Father, for your presence that's in this house. And everyone leaves here today with the knowing that the joy of the Lord is their strength. And nothing is impossible to those that believe. Amen. Hallelujah. So Jesus is truly the reason for the season. And for those of us that are born again and have accepted Jesus Christ as our Savior, we understand what that means. The world celebrates this time of year in the way that they think they need to, but they understand that Christian people, that it's our holiday, that it's our time of celebrating, but they may understand, they don't understand the why that Jesus came. So some people of the world, you know, boycotts this or that or the other, and it doesn't take away from the power of the birth of Christ, amen? So they may not understand the why we celebrate. So Matthew 1:2-23 says, "And she shall bring forth a son, and shall call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. So all this was done that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by the Lord through the prophet, saying, Behold, the virgin shall be with child, bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which is translated God with us." God with us. So, you know, on the day that Jesus was born, don't know, you know, the particular time or whatever, it's just the time that we set aside to celebrate it. Earth may not have known what was happening, but heaven sure did. Amen. Earth may not have known what was happening, but heaven was rejoicing. And I believe all of heaven's angels are eagerly awaiting to break forth in praise at the birth of a child that meant that God had sent forth his salvation to the earth. Amen. So John 1:14 says, "The Word became flesh and dwelt among them." And I like how the Message Bible says it. It says, "The Word," John 1:14, "the Word became flesh and blood and moved into the neighborhood." In other words, when Jesus was born, he came down on our turf so he could be like us to know what we went through. Amen. So he left the glories of heaven to move into our neighborhood, to move into where man was actually living. And he chose to live among us, so he knows what life is all about. Well, there's nothing that you're going through or will go through that he don't already know about. Amen. He was tempted like we were, but yet was without sin. Because the Bible tells us in Hebrews 4:15, "For we do not have a high priest who is unable to sympathize with us, our weaknesses, but we have one who has been tempted in every way, just as we are, yet without sin." So he knows where you're at right now. He came down on our level. So his birth, though, was just the beginning of a journey that was to end 33 years later on a cross, and through a resurrection to be glorified and exalted and restored back to heaven to the glory that he knew before he came. The birth was only the beginning of the story. Amen. So in his birth, we see the love of a father. We see the love of a father to a fallen mankind that needed to be redeemed. Because it wasn't working out the way it was before. But not, you know, one thing so good about God, nothing takes him by surprise. He already had a plan to get you out of the mess before you ever got in it. Amen. So he already had a plan to redeem man back to himself. So without the birth, without the life lived among men, without Calvary, without the shed blood, without him being restored back to heaven, we would all be lost without a chance to be redeemed and to be restored. And because of this time that has been set aside, it should be the greatest celebration of the greatest gift that has ever been given. And that was the birth of our Savior. John 3:16 says, "For God," we've quoted the scripture so many times, "for God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through him. He who believes in him is not condemned, but he who does not believe in him is condemned already, because he has not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. So the greatest gift that was born, that was given to the world, was because of the love of a father. For God so loved the world that he gave. And this gift we know is from heaven. The giving is just so that he could not just come to earth, but he was born to die. That would be his ultimate sacrifice. He was born to die, which God so loved that he gave. Verse 17 replaces the word give with send. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but in order that in him the world might be saved through him. So the giving of this verse in 16 is God sending his Son into the world on a mission. Jesus was here on a mission. Amen. And the greatest gift was to get fallen mankind back from Satan and have him restored back to him. So God so loved the world that he gave. God so loved the world that he gave. Because of the love of the Father, he gave the greatest gift he had, which was his Son. And the gift was given for the world. Because, see, God is no respecter of persons. God is no respecter of persons. So he didn't send the gift clothed as a man to any particular group of people. But it's whosoever will. Whosoever will. To bring hope, to bring salvation. But to the world, that whosoever will believeth on him. Whosoever believeth on him should not perish. That word perish means to be destroyed. It means ruined for the use we were created for. And that is what the enemy is after, is to ruin your life, to ruin your purpose, to go after why you were created and born to start with. So he says, you are not created to perish. He has provided the way through the greatest gift that he gave by accepting him as Lord of your life. And perish also means to be lost, to render inoperable, useless, or ruined. So your life, because of this gift of Jesus, is not to be a life, it's not to live a lost life. And when we think about that, we think just dying and going to hell one day. But the hell issue has already been taken care of if we accept Jesus as Lord. But he's after your purpose and destiny in this earth right now. You know, you can go to heaven and miserable, in pain, broke, sick, disgusted, and poor. But if you accept Jesus Christ as your Lord, he wants you to have a fulfilled life here on this earth now. So Jesus was born. Not only could he redeem, so you could be redeemed back to the Father through salvation, but so that you could live an overcoming life in this earth right now. Amen? So he did that through his death, resurrection, and now he's seated at the Father, right hand of the Father, with the enemy under his feet. And the good news of that this morning, so are we. If we've been redeemed, saved, bought, a price already been paid for our salvation and accepted that, we are redeemed. We are seated at the right hand of the Father with Jesus, and the enemy is under our feet. All because of the gift that was given. 1 John 3:8 says, the Son of God appeared, manifested, brought into existence for this purpose, to destroy the works of the devil. The works of the devil have been destroyed. Have been destroyed. So apart from the love of God, the world stands under condemnation. But because of his love, we are not a people of condemnation anymore. We've been free from that. But believers experience God's redeeming and never-ending love. And like I said so many times before, if we could grasp and get a revelation of how much God loves us, that would take care of a whole lot of our problems. That would take care of a whole lot of our self-condemnation to ourselves. Amen, if we could understand that. So it's not about the greatness of the world, but the greatness of God. In giving the greatest gift, and that was his only begotten Son, a Savior, as I said before, to redeem humanity. So we are born again. We now have a spiritual life. John 6:63 says, it is the Spirit who gives life. And we know from 1 John 5:11 that this is the life, it's the Son, is in God's Son, the gift that was given. This is life to God, life that can see and save your. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Of His glorious and all His creation, all of us, that we might enjoy what's in that plan of salvation because of the greatest gift that was given. So what happens in our believing is that by means of believing, the Holy Spirit is uniting us to Christ in whom there is life. So we are born again. We believe now that we're united with the Son of God because of this we have life. And it's because it is the life of the Son of God, it lasts forever. John 11:25-26 tells us, I am the resurrection and I am the life. He said, whoever believes in me, though he die, yet he shall live. And everyone who lives and believes in me shall never die. See, John 10:17-18, we see what the mission is in him sending his gift. He said, Jesus says, for this reason, the Father loves me because I laid down my life that I may take it up again. No one takes it from me, but I lay it down on my own accord. I have authority to lay it down, and I have authority to take it up again. So this command, this instruction, this is what I have received from my Father. So he had received his mission from his Father, and he knew what that mission was. So all of heaven was rejoicing the day of Jesus' birth. For God so loved the world that he gave. For God so loved the world that he gave so that we could be redeemed. Whosoever believes. So it means that not everybody is going to benefit from what Jesus came to do. It's there for them, but benefits is only for you if you receive them and participate in them. It's like getting an insurance packet from work. You know the benefits are there. But if you are sick and you'll say, well, I can't go to the doctor, I don't have insurance, when you need is in that benefit package. We have a benefit package here, and it's already been paid for. Amen? And it started on the day that Jesus was born. It started on the day that God sent his only begotten Son, the greatest gift that he had, because he so loved the world. Because he so loved mankind that he created to bring them back to him. Jesus came to his own. John 1:11-12 shows that another word John has in mind to explain believe is to receive. Jesus came to his own, and his own people did not receive him. But to all who did receive him, who believed in his name, he gave the right to become the children of God. We are heirs and joint heirs with Jesus Christ. The same blessings that Jesus received, the same anointing that Jesus had, he has given to us as sons and daughters of God. And it all started because God so loved that he gave, and he gave the greatest gift. So receive him as what? Receive him as what he is. John 6:53-35 says, Jesus said, I am the bread of life. Whosoever comes to me shall not hunger, and whoever believes in me shall not perish. So here believing means coming to Jesus and receiving him as the food and the drink that satisfies the soul. There's so many people out there that are searching and not realizing that what they are thirsted and hungered for is a relationship with the one that created them to start with. You know, it's like a chair was created to sit in, but you could take that chair and use it for multi-purposes besides what it was created for. You were created to be in fellowship with God, to have a relationship with him through the greatest gift that he gave, Jesus Christ. Amen? But you could take your life and you can use it for a whole lot of other things besides what you were purposed and created for. But you were created for purpose and destiny in this life right now. And it all starts with receiving the greatest gift that was given because God so loved. Because God so loved that he gave. Jesus is the reason for the season. Born into this world on a mission from his Father, and he knew what that was, to give life, to die in our place, so that we have eternal life when we pass from this life. And it all starts with accepting the greatest gift that was given. Jesus says, John 10:10 says, I came that they may have and enjoy life and have it in abundance till the full, till it overflows. Jesus wants to bless you so much till it overflows to the point that you are a blessing to everybody else. In Luke 19, Jesus had a conversation with a man named Zacchaeus and offered him grace that day by saying, today salvation has come to your house, Zacchaeus. Today I'm going to come to your house, amen, I'm going to offer you this salvation. And verse 10 says, well, the Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which was lost. The greatest gift that God gave, because he so loved, has come to seek and to save that which was lost. So in this verse, we see Jesus announcing his mission to seek and save that which was lost. You know, salvation comes from the Greek word soteria, and it means deliverance. It means preservation. It means soundness. It means prosperity. It means happiness, rescue, general well-being. Good. Gosh, that is enough to shout about. Amen. So it's not just salvation so that you can die and go be with the Lord someday, you know, but it's salvation here, the present tense of salvation in this life right now, which means soundness. It means prosperity. It means happiness. It means general well-being in the present tense, the life that we're living now. The New Testament used this word for spiritual well-being. We are to live life from our inner man, from our spirit man, the greatest gift that was given that lives inside of us now. We're to live that life from that point, inside out, not out here, but what's already in here. And we get in here, the benefit packet, to find out what that is. Amen. All the benefits. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and forget not all of his benefits. He daily loads us with these benefits. Amen. So I want to close today by saying that Jesus came to seek and to save that which was lost. You know, we're coming to the close of this year, and there are things that we can look back, and some of us may have lost a loved one this year, and Christmas is not a happy time for everybody, even Christians, because they don't know about soteria. They don't know about that word, you know. So whatever, to seek and to save that which is lost. And I believe that God is saying to us today, I want you to accept the greatest gift that I gave because I so loved. And that greatest gift lives in you at the birth of Jesus. And you know, whatever you may have lost this year, God says, I'm going to restore it. That this is a year of restoration. And he says, whatever you may have lost, he said, I'm going to bring it back to you in a measure that's going to be over, just over in abundance, what you could ever think or imagine. Amen. So this is the year. This coming year is going to be God's favor highly, highly upon you. So whatever you may have lost this year, don't count it as nothing, but count it as a stepping stone into what God is going to provide for you and has already provided for you because of the cross. Amen. Let's stand to our feet. Father, we just rejoice in this time of year, bringing back to remembrance of the greatest gift that you gave, which was your Son Jesus, that we could have salvation, that we could have a life abundantly more than we can ask or think. And for anyone that's here today that's feeling overwhelmed, that's feeling the pressures of society to perform because it's this time of the year and to do this, that, or the other, today I just call them into peace. The God of peace that lives inside of them. I call them into that peace today in Jesus' name. Father, I just speak your blessings over the people today as we go forth to remember that you're the reason for this season and that we share that love with everyone that we meet as we go to different places and to do different things, that we always remember that we are the light of this world. And that the others may see that light inside of us. Thank you. Thank you for giving us that gift of your Son. Thank you, Jesus. We love you and we praise your holy name today. Thanking you for all what you're going to do. Looking forward to the days ahead of your glory. Of your glory. We worship you and we praise you today. And I just speak God's favor over you. I speak to you that you are blessed, that you're head and not the tail, that things come into your hands and from sources that you had no idea that was even there. I speak that over you, church, in Jesus' name. Go and be blessed today. Amen.
Amen. One other thing, as you go out, I'm sure that there are some of you in here, because I looked this morning when I came in. You've got Christmas cards on the table in the hall. Need to check and pick up yours. God bless you. Happy Christmas Eve.